Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We get affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a brief period of time. We know that. We ain't dummies. That's how we got the job. All right? But with that being said, whether it's 15 minutes, whether it's 20 minutes, whether it's a half hour, whether you listen to the whole damn show, I want you listening to me. Got it? Get it? Good. And the only way to go about it, unless you happen to be in one of the cities we're in, is maybe on Sirius Satellite. Or you can go to our website, click on the Listen Live button. We're right there for you. It's a beautiful stream, really high quality stuff, and it sounds great. Aight. And then on top of it, you got all these apps. All you got to do is download some stuff. Most of you have it on your phone anyway. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, you know the drill. /talk, listen live, and I'm right there for you. So as you're getting ready to get about your day, you're getting the kids off to school, the hubby off to work, the wife off to work, whatever the circumstances are, plugged in, you're jogging, you're dogging, whatever the circumstances are, again, whoop, clean up that poop. Yeah, okay, we're right there. All right, so do it, get it, got it, good. Now, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. I don't mess around with this. All right, because they're running towards it while we run away from it. So you see somebody in a uni, in a line, thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, something, and be on your way. We're on our way to a pit stop right now. Let's roar in. We'll obey the speed limit. Yeah, maybe not. And we'll be back right after this short time out on Black or Not. Don't go anywhere.
Parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free, no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's L-I-K-E to 42424.
10-point lead at halftime. Wade stripping it from the back all by himself.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black, Senator Brothers out on the West Coast. Scott Cuddy makes it happening. And the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, at Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know it is. Look, NBA is the name of the game right now. There's other things going on in the world of sports, but NBA is really the true story. We'll catch up on what happened over the weekend, progress into what's going on from last night, and maybe even preview a little stuff that's going to go on today if we have time. But it's off to a rip-roaring start. Nothing gets better than what happens with the NBA. It's as good a fun as it is in the playoffs. It just is. You know, catching you up from over the weekend, and we'll talk about the impact that it had. Talk about my predictions going forward and everything else that's involved. We'll start with the Pelicans and the Trailblazers. I don't want to say I'm completely surprised by this because I told you it was going to be a seven-game series. But Anthony Davis, the unibrow, there's nobody better. There's no better big man in the business than he is. There's a couple that are close, and there's a couple that may end up being better. Embiid's probably going to be better. But when you have the skill set that he has, a legitimate 6'11 dude who's running 240, 250, had 35 points, 14 rebounds, and 4 blocks. And I'm going to bring up somebody here that I've talked about for years. You know, I don't know what kind of a human being he is. I've heard pro, I heard con, never met the guy personally. All I know is Rajon Rondo can play on my basketball team any freaking time. So I'll tell you something. They were out west on Saturday. Pelicans held on in one of the toughest arenas in the NBA to play for a 97-95 victory, setting the tone in the Western Conference. And we talked about this in the previews. I liked Portland in 7. I felt they would have just a little bit more. But as we talk about all the time here in the Attack, a series doesn't truly begin until a road team gets a victory. Well, New Orleans got their victory. Jrue Holiday had a big game. He was the defensive stopper. And when you look at that matchup, the Portland backcourt against the New Orleans backcourt, Jrue Holiday and Rajon Rondo won that battle. And they did it with defense. They did it with ball movement. And they made sure that Anthony Davis got the ball in the right position. Mirotic didn't shoot particularly well, but he had 16 points and 11 boards. They won a game. You know, and Rondo doesn't have to score. He had 17 dimes against two turnovers. When he's on his game, there is no better passer in basketball. He, and this is a guy that I've talked about for a long time. Rajon Rondo belongs in the Basketball Hall of Fame. He's 32 years old now, out of Kentucky. He's never been a great shooter. For his career, he averages 8.3 points a game and 8.2 assists a game. Nobody comes up bigger in a big spot than Rajon Rondo. I'm sorry, that was his stats this year. He's 10-5 and 8-5 for his career. His assists matter. He always gets the ball to the right spot, to the right guy at the right time. As I talked about, probably ad nauseum at this point, last year, had he not gotten hurt, Chicago beats Boston in the first round. They had him. They were out. They were done. And I'll tell you something. When you look at this team and you look at the ability of Anthony Davis and what he's got and what he's capable of doing, this could end up being a tough series all the way around, and New Orleans could definitively win this series. Wouldn't surprise me in the slightest. Like I said, I picked the Trailblazers in 7. I'm not backing off of it. But Lillard was 6-for-23. And McCollum was 7-of-18. You know, it's, believe me, I tell you, it's all good. Nurkic had 11 points. Davis ate him up. Evan Turner, 6-for-15. You look at the shooting percentage of 37.8. They hit their free throws. They shot 30%, 31% from three-point range. They can't win like that. And we talked about this during a regular season involving the Pelicans. I mean, involving Trailblazers, excuse me. It, when they go completely guard heavy and they're not getting anything out of the front court, they lose. The whole reason why Nurkic was brought in was because of his ability to score in the front court. They have to get him involved. He took 7 shots in his 25 minutes, and they bailed on it. They put Zach Collins in there, who was 3-of-8, but, you know, okay, he's not an offensive threat. He's just not. It was bad. I know it was only a 2-point loss, but it was bad. And New Orleans set the tone. They're a threat. You know, look, are they going to come? No, they're not going to come out of the West. But as I talked about, you got Rajon Rondo on that team. He ups his game. Ups it big time. Everybody was talking about AD, and I got all that. But the reality was 17 assists, 2 turnovers, Rajon Rondo. All right? 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. The Heat continued their win streak, although it came to a halt yesterday, by beating Miami 130-103. Sans Joel Embiid, which is completely understandable. They got to give him just a little bit of time. He cleared concussion protocol, but not quite ready to go, and they didn't want to risk it. He's going to be playing in a mask, as I talked about. Darius Saric picked up the slack, 8-of-15 for 20 points. J.J. Redick, exactly what they paid him to do. 8-of-13, 4-of-6 from 3, 8-of-8 from the free throw line, 28 points. And Simmons, you know, he still can't shoot. But 5-of-13, he was driving the lane, 7-of-10 on his free throws, 14 assists, and 9 boards. He just missed a triple-double with his 17 points. Ilyashova off the bench, big time, 17 points, 14 boards. If he played like this all the time, he'd still be a starter on one of his many landing spots. But that's just the way it plays out so far. And Bellinelli, Again, you got role players picking up slack. You think about this, right? You talk about all the young players that are on the Philadelphia 76ers. All the young players. And Simmons had a terrific game, and Sarek had a terrific game. Look who else picked up the slack. All right? Covington was 3 of 8 for 9 points. Johnson had 2 points. Playing in the middle. Ineffective. J.J. Redick, the old man, with 28. And Bellinelli, 25 points. And his shooting was phenomenal. 9 of 17 from the field. 4-7 from 3. Clunked a couple of free throws, which quite frankly surprised me. But he was a plus 27 when he was on the court. And Miami just got smoked. They just got smoked. Whiteside didn't play up to par. And I said this in the preview. If Miami's going to win this series, particularly with Embiid out right now, Hassan Whiteside has to dominate, and he didn't show up. And I put that on him. Dragic did his job. Richardson was a minus 30 on the court. All right? And we're minus a couple of commercials. So we're going to slide on out of here. When we come back, we'll pick it up more NBA here on The Attack.
It's a two-point game. Patty Mills, three. He's got it! And a foul!
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
LeBron James. right down, Houston, and he's fouled.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack NBA style. Yeah, I can't jump, but I can shoot. And I'll tell you what, I'm shooting bullets right now because my predictions are pretty darn accurate when it comes to the NBA. Usually are, you know, I'll blow one every once in a while, but usually I'm spot on right because I follow this league as closely as anything that I do in life. Miami's Kelly Olynyk, who is, without question, next to Victor Oladipo, the most improved player in the NBA this year. He's a defensive presence. He's legit seven-footer. He's coming into his own. Boston had to let him go. They couldn't pay for him. He averaged 11.5 this year. 5.5 as well. And I'll tell you something. He's been worth every dime that they paid for him. 26 points in game one. He had a big game last night as well in the Miami victory. And Embiid, he'll probably hit the court down in Miami. And we'll see whether or not it makes a difference or not. But, again, a road team that rode to victory. So we'll be talking about that in a couple minutes once we catch you all up from the weekend. But Philly continued the streak up until last night. And playing some damn good basketball. But they smoked Miami. They earned it 130 to 103. Other games as well. And this one, again, intriguing series, and I love that word, intriguing. Toronto 114 at home, holding off Washington 106. John Wall played a damn good game. 23 points. He didn't shoot well. He was 6 of 20, but 8 of 10 from the three-throw line. Had a bunch of dimes and played well. He had 15, 5 turnovers. Turnovers a little high, but he had 15. Kyle Lowry, 9 assists, 5 turnovers in his 38 minutes. Wall matched him. Rest of the team didn't. And, I mean, Toronto's the real deal. This is a talented, talented Wizards team that for some whatever reason, it's just not working. If they go out quickly, which it's possible, it'll be coaching changes. It'll be personnel changes. You know, if you tell me a lineup of Morris, Otto Porter, Marcin Gortat, John Wall and Bradley Beal isn't good enough to contend for a title, I tell you, you're nuts. But they're not. And for whatever reason, when Wall is there, the chemistry doesn't work. I don't know the reason why. He has foot and mouth disease, which I completely get. He's not the only ball player that's ever had that, and he's not the only ball player that's had to deal with it. But for whatever reason, and, you know, Jody Meeks was out of the lineup as well, which I get, but it wouldn't have made a difference. At least I don't think so. And Toronto took care of his business, led by Serge. See, and this is the difference in this Toronto Raptor team this year as opposed to previous incarnations, okay? Serge had 23 points, 12 boards. It doesn't have to be DeMar. It doesn't have to be DeMar. Anunoby had 22 minutes, 12 points. Very effective. He was plus 11 on the court. Valanciunas, 9 points, 9 boards. Kyle Lowry, he was a plus 8. Even though statistically Wall outplayed him, Lowry was fine. And DeMar, he's still shooting like one of the worst in the history of the playoffs, which he is. In his 35 minutes, he was 6 of 17 and 17 points. Put C.J. Miles off the bench. And, you know, again, quality minutes. Dwayne Casey's not afraid to go to the bench anymore. You know, DeLon Wright played. Monster game. He was playing well. Time off the bench, good times off the bench. You know, like I said, you're getting that kind of production. You know, you're getting 18 points off that bench. And he plays the same position as Kyle. So combined, they smoked him. This is good stuff. Toronto's a damn good team. And right now, you know, I'm looking at what's going on in the East. We'll get to the Cleveland monstrosity on Sunday in a couple minutes. But why not Toronto? Why not Toronto? And I think it's relevant. I think this team could get it done. They were impressive in the first game. I think they're going to dispatch Washington, as I said. But, again, we'll see. But 114-106 at home, good way to start. You know, a couple scary moments for them, but a good way to start all in all. And if you're Washington, you got to be real worried. You got to be real worried. And then out west, it was a smoke fest. And San Antonio, just they don't have the horses. And you can tell Pop knows. I mean, Pop doesn't quit, but Pop knows. 113-92, they weren't in the game. Golden State smoked them. They had no answer. You know, it's a team where Rudy Gay is one of your leading scorers now. I mean, come on, man. Rudy Gay hasn't been relevant in 5 years. And, you know, I got to say this here, and I've always given credit to Pop because I think he's the greatest coach in the history of the NBA. He's also an obnoxious prick. All right? And he needs to be called out because his act is thin. It's thin on me. And I wish I was in that press conference. He goes in there. He's got the reporter scared to death to ask a question. He's condescending. He's rude. He thinks he's smarter than everybody else in the room. And he may be. Good luck trying that crap with me. And when they're eliminated, I'm going to reach out to San Antonio and see if he'd be willing to come on. I got my doubts. But, you know, he goes in there and tries to bully the room. You know, for a guy who has as many opinions as he has, somebody should tell him, hey, shut your hole. You get paid millions of dollars to coach this basketball team. Shut your mouth. Come in. Do the press conference. Then open your mouth. And don't start the conference by saying, all right, what do you want? This is getting old. No, your act is getting old. Your team is not very good this year. You got a player that quit on you. He does not want to be there. He doesn't want to play for you. And that's the question I'd ask him. How come Kawhi Leonard doesn't want to play for you anymore? I'd love to go head-to-head with Pop. I really would. Because it wouldn't be pretty by the time it was all done. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. That press conference was so obnoxious. I mean, it really was. You wanted to reach out and just smack them. You can't, but I wanted to. Bucks and the Celtics. This one's going to be one hell of a barn burner. We got 113-107. Yeah, Scotty, okay. Eat this. 113-107. Boston over Milwaukee. And I'll tell you something. I picked Milwaukee in this. Boston showed exactly why they're one of the best coach teams in basketball. And I give credit where it was due. I'm still picking Milwaukee. I think they're going to win game two tonight. But it was a slugfest. Giannis was great, but I'll tell you, Al Horford and the cast of kids stepped up big time. Big time. Now, Chris Middleton, who has finally come into his own, 31 points, supporting Giannis. They both shot really well. Giannis went to the free throw line 16 times, made 13 of them before he fouled out. Game goes to overtime. This is exactly what they need Chris Middleton to do. And if he's able to do this, they're going to get out of this series. It's going to be a seven-gamer, but they're going to get out of it. Jabari was ineffective in his 15 minutes, and Brogdon was great in his 32 minutes. So, you know, again, just a terrific game all the way around. Balance, balance, balance out of the Celtics. 44 minutes for Al Horford. 5 of 8, 13 of 14 from the free throw line, 12 boards and 24 points. This is why they pay him the big bucks. Tatum, 8 of 18 for 19 points. He was a plus 9 when he was on the court. Jaylen Brown, who is just blossoming into a star, 9 of 19 for 20 points. Morris off the bench for 21. This is how they got him. You know, look, if I end up being wrong about this series, then so be it. I'll eat my words. But I knew this was going to be a great series. And this first game was a terrific indicator. We'll see how it plays out. I mean, theoretically, it should be Boston series. I think they're vulnerable. I think Giannis can carry a team for a round. And if they get that support out of Chris Middleton again, then we're talking some big-time stuff. Celts are deeper. There's no question about that. The Celts are deeper. And that's all well and good. But I still think, ultimately, the best player on the court is going to end up determining this series. And that best player is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, we're going to tap on the brakes, head for the ramp. When we come back, we'll reset it with the NBA and continue this journey into the playoffs. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
Portland is led by as many as 19. Lillard with 21 points to lead all scorers. What a pass by Lillard here. The slam by Nurkic.
Jalen Looney.
Back door. Bad pass from Wes Snowland by Murray. Aldridge back to Anderson. Back to Aldridge. Layup is good.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andro 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black here, you there. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you, we know it is. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Catching you up on action and setting the table for more. And like I said, we already have terrific series going here in the NBA. This is not going to be a walkover for anybody. And certainly not for the Cavaliers, who got blown out at home 98-90. And you know something? I almost picked it. I told you guys when I was previewing, I almost picked Indianapolis. They're going to win this series. They're going to win this series. Victor Oladipo is completely motivated. LeBron is one of the 10 greatest players to ever set foot on a basketball court, okay? I don't do the lists. I don't do the qualifying, everything. I don't care, all right? But he's in the top 10. Where, I don't care. He can play for me anytime, any place, any W. All right, but Victor Oladipo, who was thrown in like a bag of balls along with Sabonis in the trade for Paul George, is just come into his own. He's matured. He's a great basketball player. All right? Indiana's a better basketball team. Ty Lue is going to get fired at the end of the season. All right? These are not off-the-wall predictions. This is exactly what's going to happen. Cleveland's not that good. They would be a lottery team if LeBron James was not on the basketball court. Oladipo played great. Bogo played great. Miles Turner dropped 16. And the Cavaliers had no answer. Jeff Green, who Ty Lue made the decision, he's got to be in the starting lineup. When Nance became over from L.A., he was starting. Green was coming off the bench. Lue, when he came back to coaching, decided he needed to put his imprint on this team. He started Jeff Green. Jeff Green went 0 for 7 with 4 boards. He was a minus 15 and didn't score a point. Kevin Love, who obviously is playing dinged, 9 points. He did have 17 boards. George Hill, 19 minutes, 7 points. Rodney Hood, 21 minutes, 9 points. Larry Nance Jr. in his 30 minutes, he was minus 13. He had 10 points, 5 rebounds. He wasn't a factor. What the hell happened to Tristan Thompson? 2 minutes. Jordan Clarkson, 21 minutes. They're done. They're done. This group is done. They're going out in the first round. I'm telling you. They're going out in the first round. LeBron, no LeBron. And you could almost feel it in the crowd. They couldn't believe what they were seeing. But the team with the younger legs and the more, they were hungrier. Nobody on it seems as if nobody on that Cavalier team is as hungry as LeBron is. And then the speculation will begin. Where's he going to go? But it was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. They lost by 18 at home. Thunder, as I predicted, took care of the Jazz, 116-108. Look again. Win a game on the home court. Paul George came out of his slump, dropped 36. He was dominant. It was balanced for the Jazz, and they got 27 out of Mitchell. But nobody else was doing him any favors. No Derek favors, pun intended. Jay Crowder couldn't shoot, but he managed to get 13 points. It's you know, Utah's okay. They're going to have to get another score. And they still could win this series. Like I said, this one's I was predicting 6 or 7. But Paul George was great. Melo's embraced the third option. Russell just missed a triple-double. He was 10 for 25 shooting, which isn't great. Made his free throws, though. 13 boards, 8 assists. And Paul George shot lights out for his 36 points. They're getting just enough off the bench. They're not that deep. But in game one, they didn't need to be. And they did a good job, 116-108. As this series goes forward, we'll see. We'll see. Once Utah gets home, that's a big advantage for them. A big advantage for them. And I'll tell you, you got to give him a lot of credit. Mitchell, man, he didn't blink. This kid's got ice water. He's going to be a big time star. Rick Pitino nailed this. You know, this rookie class, when it's all said and done, and I'm not going to digress too much here because we had a lot of ground to cover, but this rookie class from Jump Street is making it pretty damn apparent that they're going to be one of the great NBA classes going forward. There's amazing talent in this group. And it's not just lottery picks. Up and down the first round, you look at Mitchell, you look at Kyle Kuzma. I mean, the first three picks in the draft haven't had any impact yet. I mean, you know, Lonzo did to a point. But Fultz, he's been an afterthought. And I mean, you look at this. And, you know, this is one hell of a group. Tatum. There's all kinds of talent in this year's rookie class. And a bunch of them are in the playoffs. Playoffs. And nobody's got rookie-itis so far. I mean, you know, it could change. Call of Titans, the further along you get. But not bad at all. Not bad at all. And, you know, again, these series, these teams are just so evenly matched in so many areas. And even last night, over the weekend, look at Rudy Gobert. I'll spotlight that for a second. Right? And it's 35 minutes. And it wasn't even the fact that he was a negative on the court. But here's a guy who arguably best defensive center in basketball. All right, in his 35 minutes, he only had 8 touches. Well, 8 shots, probably more touches. 7 boards. He's 7'2" and 14 points. Steven Adams completely neutralized him. Matched him minute for minute, point for point, board for board. That's frightening, because if you're Utah, you're not going to win a series if that happens. Not going to happen. So, you're an OKC fan. You got some optimism out there. You really do. You really do. Because this is when they put this team together, when Sam Presti put this group together, this is exactly what they were hoping would happen. Again, are they going to come out of the West? No. 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 But there's a chance. Rockets took care of their business, 104-101. You know, Minnesota should have won this game. They should have won this game. And shame on them for not doing it. And they will regret it. You can't be considered a great team if you can't win these kind of games. And they were in it all the way. They got taken apart early. Stayed in it the rest of the way. Outscored them by 3 to get close and outscored them by a point in the fourth quarter. Difference in this game, Karl Anthony Towns. And he got called out by Tibbs after the game, and rightfully so. Wiggins played decently enough. Jimmy Butler, you know, again, it's leadership. It's not offense. Teague had a solid game. It wasn't a great game. Karl Anthony Towns played 40 minutes. He was 3-9 with 12 boards for 8 points. You cannot win this series. And I'll give credit because I thought he was done. Tibbs wanted him. Derrick Rose shot 7 of 14 for 16 points in 24 minutes. And Jamal Crawford had 15 off the bench. You can't ask those two guys to do anything more at this point in their career. Clint Capella for the Rockets dropped 24 points and 12 boards on Karl Anthony Towns. Shame on you, Karl Anthony Towns. No joke. Harden was 15 of 26 for 44. Chris Paul had 14. Bench was a non-factor. Didn't need to be. But Minnesota could have had this game. Any kind of a game out of Karl Anthony Towns. And look, they collapsed in on him on defense. This team, this Houston team, plays defense. All right? And they had a plan. They went to town on They collapsed in on Towns. And they got him. And nobody picked up the slack. And Towns was not able to overcome it. I'm telling you, you look at that matchup and you say to yourself, Clint Capella, Karl Anthony Towns, who's going to come out on top of that matchup? It wasn't even close. It wasn't even close. Pretty sad. And I think Houston, you got to give them credit. Exhale a little bit. Get that little bit of a monkey off the back. Get that first game under your belt. And you're doing bigger and better things. So, credit there. Serious credit there. Now, moving to last night. Philadelphia, the streak ended. And understandably so. But it was due to happen. 113-103. He played really good basketball. Really good basketball. Without Joel Embiid in the lineup, it's going to be a difficult road. They got complete balance. Miami did. Six guys in double figures, including 28 from vintage Dwayne Wade. It was the Dwayne Wade show. He was making steals. He only had three turnovers. It was an impressive performance. And Kelly Olynyk, as I talked about, he was flying all over the court. That body was flying all over the court. We're flying to a break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up this hour here in the attack. Don't go anywhere.
Wade back into the game for Spoelstra. Still has yet to miss. 6 of 6, rises and buries it. And he passes Larry Bird with that shot.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here comes Paul. Capella is screen on Green. Again, the switch, and West has got the defensive assignment. Paul with the bounce. West may have turned an ankle, and the shot by Chris is in. Chris has got 20.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Back with the attack. Black, you. Just Black. That's all. Nah, you're included, too. 1-800-878-PLAY. 76ers. Like I said, streak ended. But Embiid didn't play. The difference, truthfully, you're talking about Ilyashova, who was terrific, and then Ben Simmons, who dropped 24 on 10 of 17 shooting. Difference was J.J. Redick. He went from 33 points to 11. And, you know, it's the way it goes sometimes. The young team, they're led by vets. The vets have been very good for the 76ers. But the reality is they got to have Embiid in the lineup in order to move on. And they've been playing some good ball. But again, I talked about Fultz and his lack of impact all season. He was hurt for the game. He only played 5 minutes. You know, they can't expect anything out of him. So, you know, that's all good. Bellinelli, again, 30 minutes, 16 points, but it was on 5 of 13 shooting. So all the shooters dropped a little bit in the course of this basketball game, and that's the way it goes sometimes. But, you know, we'll see. Again, though, a road team has won, so series on. Now they're going to head back to South Beach, and it should be a lot of fun going forward. Just, you know, before we get to the top, Mark Jackson's going to get interviewed for the Knick job. Everybody's just assuming it's going to be him. I'm not so sure. I think David Fizdale is going to be the leader in the clubhouse. Although he's going to have to explain how he lost his big man in the locker room when his strength is supposed to be communication. Mike Woodson's coming in. Jeff Van Gundy, however, is not. Thank you. Thank you. Keep calling games on ABC. That's your strength. All right. Let's head for the exit ramp. And stay tuned for the news at the top of the hour. I'm Bob Black. Hope you're enjoying it.